This study analyzes CCC warehouse regulations for Texas. My co-author is Dr. John Robinson from Texas A&M. In 2006, the CCC made changes to their warehouse reimbursements and warehouse charges. This study is focused on estimating the impact of these CCC regulation changes on growers with cotton in the loan program. The purpose of this paper is to analyze the impacts of this policy change in Texas. The CCC has specific policies related to warehouse storages and interest charges. The summary of their pre-2006 policies are shown here. In general, the producer pays interest charges when the loan is repaid. The producer is also responsible for all warehouse charges that accrued the time the cotton was in the loan. However, the CCC will waive some or all of its storage costs to make the loan repayable at the lower of the loan rate plus the storage and interest costs or the average world price. In the event of loan forfeiture, no interest is charged, and the CCC assumes responsibility for those warehouse charges. The producer, if forfeited, the producer pays any unpaid receiving and storage charges. This study uses a survey taken from Texas warehouse producers, Texas warehouses. The population of warehouses that were surveyed were identified by the CCC list of approved warehouses. Questions in the survey were asked about warehouse operations, charges, capacities, receipts, and domestic and export shipments. The authors received 15 survey packets out of 30 for a response rate to date of 50%. The 15 surveys account for 43 warehouse facilities with significantly a total warehouse capacity of 4.3 million bales. This table shows the weighted averages of the charges found in the Texas Warehouse Survey. The weighted average of charges for receiving are $3, $1.97 for storage, $5.08 for loading, $8.19 for compression, and 90 cents for late charges. For validation purposes, these numbers here are from the Texas cotton merchant sector. They're receiving, loading, compression, and storage charges for Arizona, Texas, Arkansas, Alabama, and North Carolina. The charges for Texas compare very closely with those found in the Texas Warehouse Survey. According to this table here, Texas has the second to lowest receiving, loading, and storage charges. However, Texas does have the highest compression charges compared to the other states. Storage credits are issued to farmers to reimburse storage costs when prices are below the average world price. Regulation changes cap the storage credit rate for monthly storage costs if loan cotton is forfeited. The producers now are going to be billed for the lesser of the warehouse tariff or the $266 per bill per month capped rate. Since the $266 cap is higher than the average monthly storage costs, it's likely to have little impact on Texas producers. In addition to the 2006 CC changes on storage costs, the Bush administration's budget proposal suggested an elimination of storage credits entirely. This is evaluated by considering the likelihood of the loan rate exceeding the average world price. To estimate the total elimination of storage credits, the weighted averages of storage charges from the Texas Warehouse Survey were multiplied by total bills and loan taken from the USDA state-level data on loan information, multiplied by the month in the loan, and the percent of the time that the average world price was below the loan rate. This table shows the aggregate dollar impact of eliminating storage credits had the Bush policy been in effect of the last 8 years. As you can see, 2004 to 2006 are much more significant than previous years, and that's due to the large bumper crops that occurred during those growing seasons. In 2004, storage credits would have been $6 million, in 2005, $11 million, and in 2006, $13.4 million. The CCC also made changes to their compression charges, stating that the producer will be billed for any unpaid compression charges if loan cotton is forfeited. Prior to this rule change, compression charges followed the bale, were billed to the buyer by the warehouse, and were negotiated in equity contracts with the grower. To estimate the dollar impact of this CCC reg change, forfeited loan data from the USDA was multiplied by the $8.19 found from the Texas Warehouse Survey on compression charges. And what we found was that from 1999 to 2005, an average of 4,000 bales were forfeited, resulting in $36,000 in extra charges. In 2005 alone, 21,000 bales were forfeited, resulting in $173,000 in charges. These impacts are much smaller relative to the Bush budget proposal, but the result of paying $8.19 a bale acts as a penalty on forfeiture. The 2004 and 2005 crop seasons were record-breaking years. Production reached 5.7 million bales in 2004 and 6.7 million bales in 2005. The storage capacity for NAS districts 1 South, 1 North, 2 South, 2 North have official capacity of 4.9 million bales. This record-breaking year in crop production caused the CCC to make changes to their outside storage. Farmers may now store their crops outside for 15 days in areas designated by the CCC to be storage deficit areas. Such cotton will receive no storage credits for the period that the cotton had been stored outside, and it's required to be recorded on the electronic warehouse receipt. To estimate the probability of having another bumper crop, data was used on cotton production in planted acres from 1999 to 2006. A regression analysis on a 0.05 critical value showed no trend. A multivariate empirical distribution was used to predict yields for 2007 harvest. Again, no trend was found. This stoplight chart is a graph of the probability of production in West Texas exceeding 4.8 million bales and being lower than 3.8 million bales. As you can see here from the green area, it's a 40% probability rate that production will exceed the 4.8 million bale storage capacity limit for the NAS districts 1 North, 1 South, 2 North, 2 South. And there is a 22% chance that probability will be lower than 3.8 million bales. In August of 2006, the CCC made changes to storage credits, compression charges, and outside storage. The 266 cap is higher than the monthly storage rate, and that will have little impact on Texas producers. However, if the budget proposal from the Bush administration had gone into effect, that would heavily impact rural farmers in West Texas. The unreimbursed compression charges of $8.19 a bale has caused producers in 2006 to accept that negative equity offer, and thus effectively reducing the non-recourse aspect of the marketing assistance loan, creating that penalty on cotton stored or on forfeited cotton. Because the penalties are contingent on a number of variables, it's hard to determine the effect of non-reimbursed storage costs. However, that 40% probability rate of exceeding our storage capacity suggests that West Texas producers will have to periodically deal with this CCC regulation change. Thank you.